Squally Canada didn't want to talk about it. The running back from Milpitas, California, didn't want to speak of his one and only collegiate carry in the Las Vegas Bowl.
Squally Canada fumbles on his first carry, and that's five turnovers in five possessions.
Not long after he coughed up the ball, Utah scored their fifth touchdown of the first quarter. Canada didn't see the field again.
Jamal, 35-30.
Jamal Williams also didn't want to talk about it. Not about Canada's fumble, but the reason why he didn't play last year. But Williams' return to Provo is not only helping the team, but the guy backing him up.
Jamal came back, and he's been a big inspiration to me. And he's been helping me since he came back. He's been helping me try to move past the situation.
Williams' influence started way before the two players hit proverbial rock bottom. Jamal says it began on Canada's recruiting trip to Provo, and it focused on his hair.
I was like, yeah, you're going to have to cut them dreads. I was like, you're going to cut them dreads? He was like, yeah, I know, man, I know.
Squally didn't warm up to Williams when the two were in the locker room.
Squally wasn't having nothing. He wasn't talking to nobody. He was always mean.
Canada eventually came around.
I kind of figured, okay, I like this guy. And we started talking more. When he was, you know what I'm saying, I kept in touch with him.
Williams felt a need to help Canada stay the course while he was gone last season.
You know, you just tell him your experiences and how you've been about it and what you can do to make sure their experience is better than yours and have them not have the same troubles or make the same mistakes as you did.
The friendship grew stronger when Williams returned. They played video games and board games together, with Williams usually winning in Madden and Canada usually hammering Williams in Monopoly.
I can't play Monopoly. I only played one time, and he's been playing forever. Like, that's their sport.
Williams has come a long way from being a 17-year-old freshman to a true leader of the running back corps. He would like to pass that leadership quality along to Canada.
When I was a sophomore freshman, I did not want no part of it, you know what I mean? But you low-key just grow into the role, you know?
Squally, though, is a bit reluctant.
If it falls on me, I'll accept it. But, you know, I'd rather just lead by example. I won't do too much talking.
And maybe that example will help another player who has fumbled in his own life. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.